All right, hello,
Love
hello.
Talk Radio.
Hello. Okay, I'm just testing it out.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show, where we are unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming. We have a mission to show our kings and queens how to build big business while being yourself. On today's show, we have another incredible VIP guest, and many of our urban CEOs are going to be sharing their breakthroughs. So grab a pen and paper and let's get ready to start the show. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Taria Vision of Vine, and you have tuned in to the Urban CEO Network radio show. Now, I am trying something out. So, of course, as we continue to grow, I want to make sure we get the best possible audio that we can. If you can hear me loud and clear and you are dialed in, please let your girl know by simply typing directly onto the Facebook timeline. I can hear you. Include, though, make sure that you include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Urban CEO Radio Show. If you want to be approved directly into the timeline, it is so important, guys, that you put hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, all right? Just to give you an understanding of how the timeline works, we only approve posts to people who are engaged that are doing different types of advertisements, darling, and we want to be able to highlight all of our CEOs. But I believe the best way to do that is to do that with people who are supporting the movement. So for those of you who are live and you can hear me, I want you to just type in, I can hear you, and you're going to include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Okay, so I'm going to put it first so you guys can see I can hear you. I want to make sure you guys can hear me nice and clearly on the line. So again, include I can hear you, hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. So I just want to double check. Hello. Hopefully you guys can hear me. So anyways, I'm super excited again, guys, to be a part of this incredible movement. You know, I can tell you this, guys, our mission is to really be able to expand and grow this group. We want to be able to, really bring on our kings and our queens and know and letting them know that there's just not one way to, you know, obtain success, and success looks it to be unapologetic, real, bold, action-oriented, and non-conforming, because we don't want to just show people that the only way to do something is one way. You know, as I've been told, there are multiple ways to skin a cat, and we truly believe the same goes here. Now, again, guys, we're going to continue to grow this radio show, and we're going to continue to grow this movement. Our mission is to grow this movement to more than 50,000 people. 50,000 people this year in 2019. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. And for those of you who are getting ready to invite other people to be a part of this movement, thank you so much. Again, everybody go over to the Urban CEO Network Facebook page, and please let me know if you can hear me clearly so we can get this call started. Again, you need to go to the Facebook group and put directly on the timeline, I can hear you, include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. What I want everybody to do is go to the timeline, and I want you to post and let us know what it is that you do. Let everybody know. Right now we have 976. Thank you, Ayana. I appreciate that. Awesome, awesome. We have over 976 members in this group. Our goal, though, is by the end of this week, we're going to have our 1,000. I want to thank everybody who has gone ahead and invited at least 2 to 5 people, okay, because you know what? It takes a great community to do something awesome, right? And so thank you so much to everybody who has invited other people to be a part of this movement. I have encouraged you guys, at least 2 to 5 people, to get them to join. But we've got hundreds of people who are going to be a part of this, so make sure that you go ahead and let people know what it is that you do. Now, remember, if you do not include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, your post will not be approved, okay? So make sure that you include, this is how we're able to show. Now, just to let you know, we are also looking for some co-hosts that want to join us every Monday and Friday. This call or this radio show, we plan to have it no longer than 1 hour, pretty much about 45 minutes. And when we have a VIP guest on the radio show, we'll open it up for Q&A. However, we do need some co-hosts. We would like someone that would like to share with us the quote of the day. Also, event announcements, okay? So one thing that's going to separate us from a lot of other Facebook groups is that we want to provide our CEOs the opportunity to also share any events that they have coming up. However, there are some requirements, okay? So what you'll need to do is if you want to create an event, you can click on the events tab. And you can add a new event by clicking on calendar. And when you hover over where, you know, what day your event is over, you'll see something that says create. Okay? You should be able to see that. And you can actually post in an event that you have. However, these are the requirements. You can't be posting stuff every single day because now that's just becoming super spammy and, you know, everybody's not able to see all the other great events. So one event per month, so make it a good event. It must be you must also be active in the calls in the group. Don't be that person that comes to the Facebook group and you expect everybody to give to you and you're not giving back. And the way that we give back in this group, the Urban CEO movement, is that we participate, we plug in, we invite people, we encourage other people to be a part of this incredible group of amazing entrepreneurs. All right. So, hey, Cornisha, welcome. She says, I can hear you as well. Thank you so much for posting. Don't forget hashtag Urban CEO. Also, please make sure that you go and post exactly what it is that you do so that we can shout you out. So let me give you an example of what our co-hosts would do, and that would be in finding a quote of the day. I want to go ahead and shout out Tiffany Nicole Cofield, who put in the Facebook group King Day. I figured this would be a great quote. It says, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving. And I love that quote, guys. No matter what, we got to keep on moving forward. Don't look in that rearview mirror, because if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're focusing on what is behind you and not in front of you. Thank you, Shakita. And Shakita, you can post directly on the timeline. You don't have to comment under my space, because I want us to get active on our timeline. But of course, this is for those people who are live on the call. Now, if you are a CEO and you're doing big business, go ahead and make sure that this is the time right now to advertise your business, what it is that you do. Comment directly on the timeline and include hashtag Urban. I'm going to tell y'all one more time, Urban CEO Radio Show. So hashtag Urban in your hashtag, okay? But if you don't, right now we do have folks that our team is approving anybody that includes some kind of a hashtag, but make sure Urban CEO Radio Show, that's the hashtag that you guys want to include. Another thing that we're going to be doing, guys, is what we call our breakthrough moment, okay? And in our breakthrough moments, what that means is that you get to share a breakthrough that has happened for you, you know, whether it be this past week or this month, right? And so, because, you know, one thing is being a CEO, honey, is ups and downs, goods and bads, right? Let's just keep it all the way trill. And the truth is that, you know, in case you don't know what trill means, it's too real. Okay, let's keep it all the way trill. And so, you know, when you're in this movement of being a CEO, sometimes the truth is we need a little bit of, you know, inspiration. I won't necessarily say just full-time motivation, but yeah, we do need to be, you know, let's keep it real, inspired. And so that's why you'll see on Setup Sunday, I do have to hear you guys share your breakthrough live on the radio show. So I'm going to open it up in a minute so that you can also be a part of this incredible radio show and share your breakthroughs, okay? And make sure to be excited, all right? But I love to hear other breakthroughs, other testimonials. And let me just give you an example of some of the breakthroughs. Let's see. One of the breakthroughs is that Tanise Freeman said she was able to start her mom's club, which will help give single moms more support where they don't have it, and the support for if they want to move to another state but have no family there. See, so that's something that she was able to share. She broke through that. Taisha says she met her goal of making $1,000 in 14 days. Yes, honey, you better do it. Won't he do it? So I definitely want to hear, you know, about what other people have, and you want to keep it down to a certain amount of time. We'll just test it out for now to see how long folks go, but that's going to be some events. You can go to the calendar, only post one per month, and post your events there. And we need to have somebody that's going to be a co-host to share any upcoming events that our CEOs have live on the radio show. All right. Now, today, I also want to give you some training. Now, when we don't have a VIP guest, then we'll also, if we don't have a guest, we'll also make sure to provide you with some additional value. And today, I decided, which, by the way, we do have a lineup. Let me tell you. Honey, we got a lineup of some guests that are going to be coming on the show, our VIP guests that are going to be blowing you away. But for today, what I wanted to do, because look, it's now, what is today? The 21st of the month? Let's be all the way real. Some of y'all done lost your motivation. Some of y'all done lost your focus. Some of y'all done lost your excitement. And I want to tell you some tips and things that you can do to stay motivated. Because the truth is this, as long as we wait for other people to motivate us, honey, sometimes we'll be let down, because it is responsibility but our own to stay motivated. But sometimes we can be inspired. That is the truth. That is the truth. Sometimes we can be inspired, and that is the goal of this. Okay. So again, make sure, guys, if you're going to share what you do, if you're going to share on the timeline, if you want it approved and you do not include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, it will be declined. Just so y'all know, we need everybody to follow these instructions, please. Thank you. Appreciate you. So today what we're going to do, though, is talk about the seven keys to motivation. Okay. The seven keys to motivation. And I promise you, these are going to be amazing. So you want to write these down if you can. If you've got a pen and paper, awesome. If not, you're listening to us live and you're driving or whatever, you know, you might be on the lunch break. Don't worry about it, because we'll make sure that we have this available for replay as well. The seven keys to motivation, and these are things, guys, that I directly connect to, okay? For me, I can be, you know, to be real, you know, it ain't always great or easy to wake up every morning and continue to hustle. And sometimes you don't that you were hoping for, and you know, maybe some people that are closest to you, they're not necessarily in your corner, or they're kind of telling you that maybe this is not going to work for you, and you know what it is. And so sometimes you got to figure out ways to self-motivate yourself, if I know what I'm talking about. So these are actually things that I can relate to directly myself. Key number one is, don't assume money will motivate you. Guys, I want you to understand, and I hear people say this all the time, and unfortunately, I think people get it wrong. They don't really understand this quote in full detail. Some people say, you know, I heard that money, you know, for people that say that they don't care about having money, for me, money is kind of up there with oxygen, or whatever the joke is that people say, and, you know, in certain industries, well, you know, money is just as important as oxygen is. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Well, this is the truth. Money unassigned is not important, because if you don't assign your money to something, then you will lose motivation chasing paper, okay? And so for me, I totally relate to this, because at one point, what I was doing, I felt like it was just so much hard work, and I was making this money, and the money, as soon as I was making it, it was going back out, in and out, in and out. I'm like, what in the hell? I have nothing to show for it. And that's when I sat down with this incredible woman. Her name, by the way, is Allison Bird. If you've ever heard of her, she is dynamic. And Allison Bird, she allowed me to come to her hotel room, y'all. I'm just going to tell y'all. She allowed me to come to her hotel room. I wanted to take her to lunch, and so I paid for her lunch to be able to sit down with her for about 30 minutes. And her number one thing that she told me that I walked away from this meeting was that, Taria, you have not assigned your money. You've made all this money, but you've never assigned it. And that's why you've lost your motivation. See, it's not the money that motivates us. It's what we can do with the money. You know, some of us, we want to make money so we can buy that dream car. But my question is, have you gone to the dealership yet and sat in the car? Smelled the leather? Have you test drove it? Don't be afraid, because they're going to try to get your license and want to run your car. You know, I remember when I had wanted a Bentley at the time, I would go into the Bentley dealership and they saw what I drove up in. So none of them came to assist me, but they can't tell me I can't come sit in that Bentley that's right there on the showroom floor. And that's what I did. I sat right in that Bentley, took pictures, honey. We was real hood with it. I mean, I don't care. I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to act like, you know, you got to hit them angles, honey, so they can't see that you in the dealership, right? You just hit the little angles, let everybody, you know, let everybody see you doing it real quick. But no, that's what I did. If you want to buy that dream house, look, you need to start going to open houses, you know, to showings. I swear to God, when I had bought the townhome that I had previously had, before I bought it, y'all, let me tell you what I did. When I decided this is the one I wanted, I went and laid down. I'm not lying, y'all. I went and laid down in the bedroom of that townhouse, the master bedroom, and just visualize myself being in that bedroom. The high rise that I stay in right now in Houston, Texas, when I figured out which one I wanted, and I said, you know, I just want to go look. Now, the second time, they was like, well, you know, you can go ahead. Now, I had put my application in, but they let me get the key, and the lady didn't come because I really didn't want her to. So what I did was did the same exact thing. I visualized myself living in this house. I visualized myself in what I was doing. See, I assigned my money. What are you assigning your money? The trip that you want to go on. Do you even know how much the trip costs? You talk about you want to go to Fiji. You don't even know how much it costs because you've never assigned it. You're not going to be motivated. You haven't even looked up the activities. You know, you got to look up how much it's going to cost to get there, what hotel you're going to stay in, look at the pictures, visualize it, and then even know what kind of activities you're going to do. Assign your money, and when you assign it, when there's an assignment to it, that's when you will have the motivation. Number two, key number two is make sure that they're your goals. Honey, if anybody can relate, I need someone to type in the Urban CEO Network group, include the hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show now. Other people put their goals on you, and you know you were working towards it, but you realized eventually this is not really what I want. This is what you want. You know what I'm saying, guys? If you can relate to that, I need everybody to type in "I can relate" hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show, guys. Look, I remember one time when I was in this business, and everybody was telling me this is the kind of car you need to have, or you should desire to have. These are the kind of clothes you should desire to wear. These custom suits, child. Look, I was out here chasing other people's goals. You know, while there were nice goals for them, they weren't goals for me. These weren't the things that moved and motivated me. You know, there's certain things that motivate me, like buying new gadgets. Like, I just want to be able to walk in. I have wanted to be able to walk into the Apple store and buy my laptop cash. I don't need to do no reused or, you know what I'm talking about, the refurbished laptops. I wanted the brand new laptop. This may sound funny to some people, but if you're a techie, you relate to me. I wanted to be able to buy new cameras cash, you know, brand new. I don't got to get Mevo. I wanted to get my Mevo, honey, because I had been looking at it, and I didn't want to just get the Mevo. I wanted to have the extended battery and the stand and all of those things. See, I had to learn that, Tariq, you got to stop chasing other people's goals, and you need to chase your goals unapologetically. That's why the first letter in Urban is unapologetic. Because at the end of the day, your goals are your goals, and don't nobody else need to understand why you chasing your goals. It's for you. It's your vision. Number two, key number two is visualize the results. Darling, if you don't wake up every morning and before your feet hit that ground, you have not started visualizing your day, you have not started visualizing your success, I need you to go back into your bed if you can, or when you, I don't know, as soon as you get home, you need to take your booty right to your bedroom and put them feet up on that bed, close your eyes, and visualize your day. You know why some people wake up and have horrible days? It's because you never took the time to visualize it, right? That little petty stuff affects you because you already know that your day is about to be great. You don't let those distractions come because you know already in advance that your day is going to be great. When people would ask me, Tariq, how does it feel to have left an industry that paid you six figures and not only do what you did there, but quadruple your business in less than 4 years of doing this on your own? How does it feel? I tell people, I don't know, because I've been visualized it long time ago. You know, I mean, it feels great. I knew I was supposed to be here. I'm destined to be here. I don't get, it's not a surprise to me. Don't let your success be a surprise. Everybody type that in. Include hashtag Urban CEO Radio Show. Don't let your success be a surprise. Success ain't a surprise. It, when somebody tells me good luck, I always correct them. Honey, I don't have good luck. I mean, if we want to break it down, we can't say laboring under correct knowledge. That is what luck stands for me. But nothing that I have was just happened. There's no such thing. You've got to visualize this day and night, baby. If you ain't visualizing where you're going to be, all you're seeing right now is what's going on with your physical eye. And if I could tell you the truth, guys, if even with where we've been as far as our business, even the success that we have had, if I sit and look with my visual eye where we are today, I'm going to already feel defeated. Okay, I want y'all to understand. So you've got to start taking yourself to where you're going to be, not where you're at. Step or key number four is break the goal down into smaller pieces. So this is another thing. Everybody, you know, I'm going to make $1 million this year. Look, do it. Please get to the $1 million. Please make $1 million. All right. We need more of us urban CEOs to be multimillionaires. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's people going to listen in, right? They're going to listen in. But look, you got to take $1 million and divide that by 12. Baby, that's $83,000 a month. Then maybe you might need to divide that by four. That's $20,000 a week. Can you write that down? What are you selling? What are you selling that is of that price point where you can make $20,000 a week? If you want to buy a new car and you know your credit ain't right, we need to get our credit to a certain score, number one. Number two is you need to figure out, break it down. What kind of car you want? How much are you willing to pay? Where are the cars located? You know, who you going to work with? I was listening to the Black CEO radio show. Thank you so much to Trevor Otts and everybody over there with the Black CEO, because they invited me to be a guest speaker for 4 days, y'all, 4 days in a row. And the gentleman was sharing about buying a car. He was like, you should go into the car dealership three times. Go at the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, and then the end of the month, because at the end of the month, they've seen you come in twice already. Now they're ready to do a deal. You got to have a game plan. You got to break these things down, right? You got to break these things down. Let me shout out to those of you guys who are commenting in the group. Rhonda Hudgens, one of our urban CEOs. We appreciate you, Rhonda. Shakita Day, our prize is here. Ayana, she put her beautiful picture up. We see you, girl. Yes, in that red bold, right? Cat Gray, Cat Kitten Gray says, I can relate. We appreciate you guys for definitely sharing. Shakita Day shared her like page. Make sure y'all go and like her page. I've already liked it, so make sure y'all go and like her page. She's repping the Urban CEO Network. I see you, girl, with your banner. You better represent, okay? So let's keep it moving, y'all. So break down the goal into smaller pieces. Key number five is don't worry about what you can't control. Oh, Jesus, let me tell you something. If there's one thing I've come to learn, is I stopped allowing myself to be affected by the stuff I can't control. I can't control what people do. I can't control when the weather is bad. I can control, like, we had a book launch here in Atlanta, Georgia, the other day. I came here to Atlanta I came here to Atlanta to do some workshops. I also came here for a book launch. I promise you, every single thing we have planned on. For the book launch itself, we had over 90 people who registered for the book launch. It was raining like cats and dogs. Y'all hear me? Cats and dogs. We did, however, have some young ladies who drove all the way in from South Carolina. Shout out to my SC crew in the house. But we didn't get the number of people that we had expected to show up. But guess what? Do we run around with our lips poked out, sour faces, being mad and pissed because the people that weren't supposed to be there didn't show up? Nah, we give 100% to the people who did. And it turned out to be a most exceptional book launch. We had a great time. I had a lot of good wine. Don't talk about me, because y'all know I said I was going to drink. Look, don't worry about it. I'm on vacation. But look, we had a great time and people had some great connections. If anything, as a result of people coming to that event, some people got some really good books. And some great connections were made, even though we didn't have the people. But look, we can't control what people don't do or do. It's none of my business. Well, I wish I could snap my fingers and say, Lord, let it be light, but I couldn't do that. And so we've got to stop allowing stuff that we can't control to affect our energy. Forget all that. Focus on you. It's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens to you that changes your life. You don't never hear nobody that say, well, I've never had no problems. You know, when we get inspired, by the people who have the problems, but they do it in spite of. That's the motivation, all right? Key number six is get organized. Honey, what have you done so far this month to propel your business? What have you done? I'm looking right now at my calendar, boo. Let me tell you something. Me and Kalandra is our executive assistant. Let me tell you something. We are organized, baby. January, we had a whole month of things going on January. We got book launches. We've got workshops. I even organized my church life. I organized all types of stuff, my personal life. Activities. I organize personal activities. Get organized. Stop waking up every single day throwing things at the wall, hoping that they stick. Because I guarantee you, if you live your life in that fashion, you cannot. Now you are living by a luck mentality. You hope somebody gonna want to do business with you. You hope somebody's gonna schedule to buy one of your products or your services. You're hoping because you haven't planned it. So it's so important, ladies and gents, my urban CEOs, that we continue to stay organized so that we can obtain our success. And another thing is, when you are organized, remember, we're talking about how to stay motivated. It's nothing like being completely organized to keep your motivation, because I know of the certain things that I've got planned. You know, Wednesday, we've got a webinar coming up. Tonight, we've got our coaching mastermind success training, our first live call tonight. We've got another call, a training call for system mastery. Because I have all this stuff organized, I get super motivated about the day. It allows me to get focused on number seven is keep the big picture in mind. So we already talked about the results, but this is the deal. I always focus on the end in mind. Yes, I visualize it too, but the big picture, like for example, I'm going to visualize my day, but my biggest goal for 2019 is to pay out $1 million in commissions. $1 million in commissions. How are we going to do that? We've got to have collaboration projects. We've got to have more students recommending us, because when you're a student of System Mastery and you refer us somebody, you get a commission on that. We do all types of stuff, right? So we've got to make sure that we're continuously focusing on the big picture. It's now January the 21st. We paid out some commissions, but we're really not on target to paying out $1 million. I need to be paying out $80,000 as a company a month in commissions in order to hit that goal. So we've got to be able to focus on the big picture. And when you focus on the big picture and you know that your butt ain't been doing what you're supposed to do so that you get to work. Now, if your big picture ain't motivating you, you might need to change it. You know, if it's one thing I want y'all to understand, don't let nobody else determine what your big picture is. Don't let nobody else determine what you should be shooting for. If it's not for you, it's not for you. Stop being so afraid of hurting other people's feelings that you're chasing after somebody else's big purpose versus your own. I'm telling you, I'm not afraid. And if it means that somebody, you know, I'll never forget when I made a decision to write A Vision to Freedom. You know, at that time, y'all, I was still building my network marketing business. And unfortunately, the company that I was in, they didn't necessarily support you, you know, wanting to step out on your own and build your own brand. I didn't give a shit. Guess what, y'all? I said, you know what? I don't care, because what y'all not going to do is break me from my purpose. What you're not going to do is hold me back, because look, God got so much plan for me that y'all just going to be a little bit upset because he didn't make that plan for you. I don't know what he's doing for you, but what I decided, guys, is I don't care. I'm going to do it, period. Okay, that's with a T at the end, period. Okay, and so y'all got to do the same thing. So again, those are the seven keys. Don't assume money will motivate you. Number two, make sure they're your goals. Number three, visualize the results. Number four, break the goal down into smaller pieces. Number five is don't worry about what you can't control. Number six is get organized. And number seven is keep the big picture in mind. So that is today's VIP training. And we're going to be having, our goal is this Friday, is that we're going to have a VIP guest on the line. So make sure that y'all stay tuned. Now, what I want to do, guys, if anybody would like to share a breakthrough that you had this week, I want to hear from you. So what you need to do is go ahead and press the number one on your keypad. Push the number one on your keypad, and that will put you into the queue. Now, the way that we'll do it is when you push number one, so that I don't share your whole phone number to the whole community, we don't want nobody calling you, you got to make sure phone number, the last four of your phone number, and you'll hear it say unmuted, okay? So that means that you're unmuted. So you want to go ahead and press the number one, guys. Press the number one if you have a breakthrough or even an aha or something that you want to share on today. Please go ahead and press that. And so, again, don't forget, we are also looking for Urban CEO hosts. We want somebody to host the quote of the day. We also want somebody to host the event announcements. And, you know, we're just looking for some more people that are committed to the movement. So if you're committed to the movement, you know, what you need to do, guys, is send an email to support@showyoursuccess.com. support@showyoursuccess.com. We're going to get more emails specifically. And also we're going to be working on the Urban CEO Network website. Where guess what, boo? We're going to be highlighting all of our urban CEOs. Yes, darling. So I'm going to encourage y'all, go out there and get y'all some professional pictures. Hello. Because pictures, what do they say? Because this website is going to be fire. So again, if you want to share, press the number one. I do see we have a bold CEO on the line. The last four is 7837. 7837. You are now live on the Urban CEO radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, my name is Atiya Gray.
Hello, and, darling.
So I am an artist, and my breakthrough of the week is that I have been trying to figure out how I'm going to start a studio. And I've been stressed about it, thinking like, oh, I have to wait like 5 years so I can save up and buy like a place. But I realized you have to build from what you already have. And so at my house, we have a basement and there's a side door. And I was thinking it would be a beautiful, chic studio. As long as I, you know, clean up and put the work into it, it could be everything that I want it to be.
Yes, honey. Okay. A lot of times, y'all, we're waiting for those perfect moments. And the truth is that the opportunity is right there in front of us. You know, Atiya, thank you so much for sharing that breakthrough, because that kind of reminds me of when, you know, if you've ever watched the movie The Secret, or if you've ever heard about it, you know, a lot of people get afraid because he talks about vision boards. And sometimes when I tell people about visualization, some people don't really understand the value in that. And they think, you know, when you hear people use these words, oh, I manifested him in my life, or manifested her, or I manifested success in my life. The truth is that everything we want is already in front of us. However, when we're only using our physical eye as well as our past beliefs, a lot of the times the things that we say we want, we miss them because we're focused on what it is that we have believed and not what we're believing for. And so that's why it's so important. Number one, I know Atiya is definitely making sure to surround herself around the right people, places, and to what you're watching, et cetera, et cetera. That is the key. So, Atiya, thank you so much for being on. Again, we're looking for at least one more person that would like to share an aha or breakthrough. Please press the number one on your keypad, the number one on your keypad, so that you can share. I see another person, another brave CEO. I'm sorry, bold CEO. I'm going to call you bold CEO when you share your breakthrough. The last four is 7494. 7494. You are now live, hold on the Urban CEO radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Shakita D. Days from Miami, Florida.
What's going on, Shakita girl?
I wanted to share my breakthrough really quick. I started my organization, Derrick Denzel Days, the second corporation. And the purpose of my organization was gun violence awareness. And I've been working on this for years, since 2011. And now today, fast forward today to 2019, I finally walked into the purpose of why I started my organization. And I was able to get a group of young ladies together and share their stories about losing their sons to gun violence. So yesterday was the first day that I actually walked into the purpose of my organization. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I got there.
Yes, honey. Ooh, look, I'm going to have to get some sound effects for y'all, because these are definitely awesome. That is another incredible one. And if y'all notice, she said 2011, but she didn't let that stop her from pushing and trying to figure it out. In fact, I'm going to tell you this, many of us, you might, your whole vision or even what you think the purpose is may possibly change, because a lot of times when we identify whatever our purpose is, we have a lot to do with it. We don't really get connected to really the vision. It's a lot of us in that purpose, right? And I know some people say, no, that's not it. No, what I mean is like we've created it ourselves. And when you get more connected to the people you're are coming to you and why they're coming to you and why they're showing up, if things start changing, I don't know if anybody knows what I'm talking about, but like even for me, you know, when I first got started, you know, and we started doing Show Your Success workshops, we had one idea of what it was that we wanted to do. And now as we continue to grow, when I talk about being able to help entrepreneurs in mind, body, and soul, I want y'all to understand, like, my purpose in life is not to help people write books. My purpose in life is not to help people develop a talk that sells. My purpose in life is to help people to be unapologetic. My purpose in life is to help people to know that they are good enough and to be able to be, you know, comfortable in their own skin and get out here and make money and get out here and have, you know, incredible relationships and be healthy and be happy. You know what I mean? And so I love that. I love that testimonial, my love. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on today. Well, look, guys, hey, look, this is what we're doing. We're going to be doing this every Monday and Friday. And again, we are looking for urban CEOs that want to be co-hosts, events of the week, okay? You'll be able to share those events. By the way, if you have any events coming up, please go over to the events tab, click on the calendar, and you can go to the date that your event is on and add in your event, okay? Add in your event so that we can actually have it shared to all of the urban CEOs. It must be only one. And also, don't forget, the only time you post directly to the timeline, of course, is when we are live on these calls. So make sure, guys, to join us every single Monday and Friday. But every single day, you're also going to see opportunities that you can share. I want to shout out to everybody who did put a Motivation Monday quote. Let me shout y'all out real quick, because many of you went and found some wonderful quotes. Dorothy J. Hill, Isabel Rojas, Miss Maya August, you know I'd mess that up, Maya, right? Miss Joy Wilson, Taisha Wells, hello, Nava Hare, Angela Collins Foxworth, Plugged In Nation, Tiffany Nicole Cofield, Lakeisha C. Muhammad. Thank you guys so much for sharing on the timeline. Tomorrow we'll have another post that we want you to do. And also, guys, my goal is that we get to 1,000 people by the end of this month, by the end of this month. So please invite 2 to 5 people to join us, but don't just invite them, like, you know, to tag them in a new post or tag them in a post and welcome them to the group. Let them know what they joined, because, you know, we don't want to just add people that are not interested. We really want to add people who want to contribute to the movement, to the growth, to the expansion of the Urban CEO Network radio show. So with that said, y'all, my name is Taria Vision Avant. It has been a privilege and a pleasure. I'm going to see you guys on Friday. Don't forget, Friday, same time, same place, we shall be back. And I want to hear from you. I want to hear about some breakthroughs. I want to hear about something that's happened to you this week. We want to hear about that. And I love you guys. God bless. Holla.